We are approaching Pesach with a worldwide catastrophe that's taking lives and devastating the worldwide economy in an unparalleled manner. This is the first worldwide catastrophe that we have seen since the Mabul. Jewish history has seen many catastrophes. Each of these catastrophes has been localized in one place, and another part of the Tzibur was saved completely. This is true of the world. Many wars, many diseases. But something totally worldwide, such as this, has not been seen since the Mabul. Now, Gemara tells us that every tzara that comes is reason for introspection. And if this is true at all times of the year, as we approach Pesach, we should see what are the lessons of Pesach that we should focus on and internalize, and what is it that we can learn from this tzara and from Pesach, and the two of them come together. We begin the Haggadah with Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya has three major themes. Matzah is the central symbol of Pesach. We recite the Haggadah with matzah in front of us. Matz lechem oni, one explanation of the Gemara, lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. We say many things on this. The Haggadah is recited specifically with matzah, marim, menachem lefanecha. But matzah is a dual symbol. We talk about matzah at the beginning of the Haggadah. We talk about matzah at the end of the Haggadah. We begin the Haggadah Halach Ma'anya. We finish Matzah Zug She'ochlim Al Shema Ashum Shenigla Avoseinu Mitzrayim. Well, he speak Mitzekim Lahach Matzah Shenigalu. Matzah is the central theme today, even though originally it was the Korban Pesach, because Matzah symbolizes a lot of lessons that we have to learn in the Golos. Halach Ma'anya, simple bread, flour and water. The Ochel Avosana Be'arad Mitzrayim, that they ate and when they were slaves. So simple bread, filling bread, keep slaves working, not too expensive. So during those years in Mitzrayim, they were eating matzah. Then, the next morning, as they were rushing out of Mitzrayim, what did they eat? Matzah. So his big betzekim lahachmans. They were rushing, quick. We have to make provisions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going with them like that in 2 seconds. Quick, you got to get out. They're sitting, waiting. They know, they don't know what's happening outside. Everyone is secluded in his house. And then, even though pandemonium is raining out in the streets of Mitzrayim, came by us, Asher Ein Shomes. Still, in every Jew's house, he knows he's just waiting for the Geula. When it's going to be. And all of a sudden, at daybreak, quickly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, quick, you have to leave. Gula is immediate, right now. They're not prepared. Let's take some provisions, throw it together, and see what we have. And they bake matzah. There's a very deep lesson there. And that's the matzah we talk about at the end of the Haggadah. Matzah zu shar ochem al shumar shenigu avoseinu mitzrayim. The difference between a free man and a slave is not what he eats. A free man can eat the very same thing a slave has. It's how he eats and who he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that point very clear. Yesterday you ate matzah, last year you ate matzah, 2 years ago you ate matzah because you were slaves. Today you're free men. But it has nothing to do with what you eat. It has to do much more with who and what you are. They are free from paro. But it doesn't mean that they are just free men, licensed to do whatever you want. So we've talked many times. They exchanged one avdus for another avdus. They exchanged the avdus of paro to be avdei Hashem. Avodai heim, you are my slave, because I took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, no human being is a totally free human being. Depends who you're subject to, who you want to connect to, who you want to please. You want to connect to your master? You want to connect to some physical human being? Well, no, you're subject to Hashem, and you're connecting to Him. And if that's what Pesach is about. That's what had changed from a few days before, and then they're sitting there in their homes. Just imagine the scene. They're sitting in their homes. Masnechem chagurim, na'alechem baraglechem. You're up ready to leave. You have your walking sticks with you. You're ready to leave. And right outside, pandemonium. Screaming, yelling, wild. Paro running around. Where's Moshe? Get out, get out. Moshe says, wait a second, Paro. We'll get out when our Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to get out. Get out, get out, get out, get out, Paro says. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown you He is the one who wants us out. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Paro says, leave, and we say, wait a second. Klal Yisrael sitting in their homes have no clue what's happening. No clue what's happening. And then exactly at daybreak, announcement goes out, everyone, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we have to leave. They're different people. They're on the way to Kabbalah HaTorah. They're on the way to accept the Torah and become a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And guess what hasn't changed? The people have changed. Their identity has changed. Who they are has changed. What they're about has changed. But, they're still eating the same thing. This Pesach, we're all making simple siddurim in our home. None of the large, lavish siddur we may be used to in the past, or the large, lavish Yamim Tovim. We're secluded in our home, a small, minimal number of family, everyone making a very simple Pesach. It's a very deep lesson to us that sometimes the Siddurim and the way we celebrated Pesach may have confused us. What it is that we're celebrating. This year, we can focus very directly in our simple Pesach, what it is that we're celebrating. We're celebrating that in this night, our whole lives changed. Our whole identity changed. This night, we said, we are now on the way from Avdei Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu switched one avdus for another avdus, one slavery to another slavery, a servitude, and gave us an entirely new identity. It makes me focus on what is important in life and who I am. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with me. Masu l'gnus and Masayim b'shevach. Where would we have been today without this evening? Where would we be today had HaKadosh Baruch Hu left? Ilu l'hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken us out. We'd just be simple peasants in Egypt. Maybe. Or maybe we'd be primitive people somewhere else. Without a Tzias Mitzrayim and a Matan Torah, the world wouldn't look at us today. It was a primitive, very primitive world. Rambam writes, if you want to know what the world was without Matan Torah, go to deepest Africa in the jungle, in a primitive tribe, and that's what the world was about. It's only Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah, the ideas of the Torah permeating the world, that we are where we are today. And that's why we have to focus who and what we are. How we begin. This is the same bread that my forefathers ate when they were in Egypt. But maybe the most important thing is the next thing. Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechal. Midos tovos are a central and important part of the Torah. Rambam and Mor Nevuchim writes that there are two reasons people pursue midos tovos. One is social utility. We live in a world, in order for us to function in this world, we have to function in groups of people. I take care of you, you take care of me. That is simple social utility. There's nothing more to it and nothing less to it. But there's another reason for me to stop us. The Rambam is very, very clear about what Midas Tovos are. According to the Rambam, all Midas Tovos come v'halachta b'drochav. Walking in the Derech Hashem, what he calls the Derech Hashem. What was it that Avraham Avinu began teaching to the world? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose him? And why was he able to pass over his message to future generations? Rambam quotes, ki yadativ. I love him and I've chosen him. I've lovingly chosen him. The man she tava as basil as bonavach of lishmo derech Hashem lasat stokul mishpo la man hove Hashem la rom eiz kol hashava. That means this derech Hashem is a way of life that is the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that what was it that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for in when he was on Har Sinai? He asked for two things. Hareini nosfo decha, Moran Brachel says, want to know tzadik v'ralo rosh v'tov. He says, we don't know that. We have no understanding what that's about. However, he has something in it. Hodioni noas drachecha. Tell me what is the derech Hashem. Vu eidoacha, and I will know you. L'man atzachem beinecha. Means, and this is something the Rambam throughout writes, that there are certain midas tovos that we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to identify. We have to internalize. And we have to make part of our being. Not enough to do chesed. You have to be a baal chesed. You have to be a baal rachum. The whole human being has to change. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu ask him? What are those midos? I cannot connect to you, HaKadosh Baruch. I cannot experience HaKadosh Baruch unless I change my midos to be those midos that HaKadosh Baruch wants. So I shall find favor in your eyes. Which is the ultimate goal for Jew. And he told him, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanum. So there are two reasons the Rambam writes for midas tovos. One has nothing to do with changing the person who he is. And would he be living in a desert island all by himself? There would be no reason for Midas Tovos. Because, after all, there's no social utility there. Robinson Crusoe on the desert island wasn't interacting with anyone. And that is why Midos are something that changes who and what you are. It enables you to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you identify with those Midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are the Midos that I want you. This is the Derech Hashem. That's what Stoko Mishpat. Now a slave, from the point of view of social utility, he has one social utility. That's all he knows. The social utility he knows is pleasing his master. He doesn't have to please anyone else. He gets nothing from anyone else. His entire identity is wrapped up with his master. He knows nothing else. Because that is his utility. But Never Hashem, what does he know? Why am I a Never Hashem? I have a Tzelem Elokim and you have a Tzelem Elokim. I just as I am sensitive to my Tzelem Elokim, I am sensitive to the fact that you have a Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, Chesed. Chesed comes from recognizing the neshama of every other Jew out there and worrying about him. Recognizing his infinite value because he also is an Ezra Hashem. So called Dichven Yesi V'Yechon, the ability to do Chesed. Yes, I'm a free man. I'm not doing Chesed because of social utility. I'm doing chesed because I became an Eved Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to connect with me? You want to do what pleases me? Follow those midos that I'm telling you. You will connect with me. You will know me. You will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how a free man, only a free man, a slave has no such concept. A slave is busy taking care of anything his Adon wants, his master wants. We're going through a very difficult time. The Mishnah says, Pirkei Avos, it's an Avos to Reb Nosson that expounds on it. The Mishnah says, why does Devah come to this world? Why is there plagues in the world? You know why? One of the reasons is Shemitah. The Ovis Reb Nosson says, Matnas Aniyim. What is the overlap between Shemitah and Matnas Aniyim? Very simple. What is my attitude towards my money? My attitude towards my money, it's mine. My ego, I made it. I'm running the world. But there's a halacha of Shemitah. Shemitah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me land in Eretz Yisrael. I planted for every 6 years, and the seventh year I said, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not my land, it's your land. Anyone who come and take it. Just imagine someone had apartment complexes. And his rent there is the same rent as every one of his competitors. But then all of a sudden he says, you know, these apartment houses aren't mine. They're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So guess what? Once every 7 years, I'm going to tell my tenants free. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of us in the land in Eretz Yisrael. To say, I'm not running the world. Kadosh Baruch. You say, Manocha, what are we going to eat? But CV says, Bechasi, I'm the one who takes care of you. If there's anything that tells a person that he's not running the world, it's not Kadosh Baruch running the world, it's Shemitah. Now, Matnas and Niyim are the same thing. I worked hard. I planted the whole year. Now I'm taking in my produce. It's mine. I made it. No. Wait a second. There's Aniyim out there. Leket Shikhopeya, my Sarani. Other people. It's not yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled you to do it. The human ego says, no, it's mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, it's mine. And the human ego gets a little too strong. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Wait a second. I'm going to teach you a little humility to see who's running the world as a devil. As a devil. Now, devil, as we see today, is a very subtle thing. There's no visible enemy. There's no one I can say I'm stronger than you. And even though nowadays medical science understands everything and politicians control everything, still, there's something very fundamental happening here. You know what that is? Everyone is powerless against heaven. Something that absolutely destroys human ego. And that is the idea of chesed. Understanding who and what the human being is all about. I have a neshama. You have a neshama. We're all out there, Kodesh Baruch. We're all in it together. When people's egos get too much control of them, then Kodesh Baruch says, wait a second, I'm going to teach you a little humility. And now that Kodesh Baruch has done that, and we're all by ourselves, Pesach, it's time we use it to focus on a very interesting thing. There's a key event in Jewish history, Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that event is so key and it's so important that we have to remember it all the time, every day. Shabbos, Zechut, all mitzvahs, everything is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban, when he explains, what is the question and answer of the Ben Chacham? Moha Eidos Hachukim HaMishpatim. He says, why is Torah so serious that all these mitzvahs and all these averias have horrible punishments? Chil Shabbos is Chayav Misa, Eish Shish is Chayav Misa, Mishkav Zohar is Chayav Misa. Tell that to the world today. They'll look at you crazy. What happened in Jewish history, in our national history, so critical that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us some mitzvahs that mean so much to us? All these mitzvahs are so critical in our life that he who doesn't fulfill them, it's chayav all these onshin. I plant kilayim, malchus, 39 lashes of the whip. What did I do? In today's world, where his nusus so rampant, eshes ish is chayav chenek, mishkel tzocher is chayav skila. Driving on Shabbos is chayav skila. Why? Ramban says, oh, you tell him. There was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with us and changed our entire identity. And we are the ones who present his message to the world. And when we keep that identity, as we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissaries to the world to present to him, that we are the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, then it's good. And if an individual Jew says, no, I'm not interested, it means he's violating his entire identity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, Mishpatim doesn't mean those mitzvahs we would do because of social utility, those seretzach. Mishpatim means the onshin Onshin for things we understand and onshin for things we don't understand. Chayev skila. Chayev chenek. Because you violate what it means to be a Jew. Your whole identity is tied up with it. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us a different identity on Pesach. Because you know what happened then? We're no longer enslaved to human beings. We are enslaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and became a Mamachas Kohanim. That's the second thing. Kol dichvin yaseh v'yeichol. Kol dritzuch yaseh v'yivzuch. Hashat ha'ocha. Today we're here. Doesn't mean whether you're in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in New York, in Miami, in Toronto, in London, in Johannesburg, wherever you may be. Shata avdi. Ravodim. The gula hasn't come. That should resonate us. Each of us today, as free as we are, and as much as we recognize that we are Avdei Hashem, still, we're enslaved. Enslaved to a society around us, to our taivus, our yetzaharas. We're enslaved to all sorts of cultural norms that we've picked up and that we're supposed to try to shake off. Rav Adam. Whenever to my type. The more we involve ourselves in Torah and we establish our identity as a Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, the more that happens, the more we become free people. So that is Hashat HaHocha. We're here today. Avdi. We're slaves. We're not complete slaves. We're partial slaves. And that's why matzah is such a key symbol. What is matzah? Matzah is not like mora. Mora is a symbol of avdus. The Korban Pesach is a symbol of geula. When there's a base of Migdash and a Hizkalus Hashchina, so then it's very clear who we are. In Mitzrayim we're avodim. But today we're half avodim, half free people. That's matzah. It's a symbol of avdus, it's a symbol of chayrus. And what do we say? What do we look forward to? Look forward to Mashiach. Why do we look forward to Mashiach? What's so special about Mashiach? What's so special about Beis HaMikdash? What's special? Yes, what's special about Mashiach? I don't have to worry about anything then. I don't have to worry about Parnos. I don't have to worry about Corona. I don't have to worry about anything. But what do I have to worry about? Something else. I'm freed from everything else to achieve my ultimate purpose. Yedias Hashem, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Limud HaTorah, through Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam writes at the end of Perek Yud-Beis Hilchos Melachim. Today, we have so many pressures upon us that we're enslaved to them. True, on the one hand, we understand what our identity is. But there's so many distractions from that. And with all those distractions, what do we do? We look forward to a day we will not have those distractions. We look forward to a day that I will be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a complete and total way. May we be zocha that to a proper Pesach, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a complete and total manner, we will be zocha to the real Geula, be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash, eating a Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim HaKodesh.